今天的宣召经文是诗篇113篇1-4节。
Today's verses are Psalm 113, verses 1-4.
你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，你们要赞美，赞美耶和华的名。
Praise the Lord, you the servants, praise the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。
Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore.
从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。
From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
耶和华超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。
The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来敬拜我们的主，快乐欢欣向主敬拜。Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. 这首歌我们用中英文一起唱。一起来到神的边前，一起来祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们的救主，我们在快乐欢欣地向你敬拜，因你已从死里复活，战胜了死亡，更因为你是我们的救主，是因为你拣选了我们，这是何等的福分。主啊，求你的灵来充满我们，来赐福我们，让我们在欢乐的歌声中，在你的引领下，在 欢乐的乐曲中进入永恒，享受你所赐给我们的永远的福气。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for gathering us here together this afternoon to worship and bring praise to you. You're rich in love and slow to anger. You gave us a purpose where we had none. You're the one deserving of all of our praise. And despite the fact that we are sinners, your love is the same for us. Please bless this time ahead as we learn more about you, Lord, and help us center our daily lives around you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。第二首歌，苏祖恩典 Count Your Blessings。 在这动荡的世界，在我们受到困惑受到挑战的时候，但是只要我们去数数主在我们身上所做的，我们就可以立即的欢欣快乐起来。让我们一起来齐声唱这首歌。三首歌，古旧石架 The Old Rocket Cross。
It's time for scripture reading. Today's scripture is in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. 现在读经的时间，今天的经文是在马可福音第八章34到35节。我们一起用同声的方式一起朗读。Let's read together in English or in Chinese. Mark chapter 8, verses 34, please.
于是叫众人和门徒来，叫他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救我的生命。
Thank you. 下面时间稍微长一点。
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our gracious Lord, on this beautiful day, you called us over here to come and worship you because you are center of our worship and your throne of grace set up here so we can come and praise you, give all the glory and honor to you because you, the purpose of our life.Before we know you, our purpose is on the earth. After we know you, you told us and you teach us to know you more, to love you more, and to serve you more. Because we belong to you. You redeem us. You bought us from the darkness, from the power of Satan, so that today we come the children of God.So how blessed we are. And blessed are those who poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So today we come here with a hungry spirit. Bless your servant and bless each and everyone here that we have a humble heart, we have a submission attitude to listen to your word.So that your word will nourish us, will edify us, so that make us more like yourself. Oh Lord, we give thanks to you during this summer vacation. Many of us are going to travel far or going back to visit relatives. May they have all the safety grant from you.And all the peace from above, so that they will share the good news, what they experience, and good news to those who haven't heard you. O Lord, we give all the honor and glory to you. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，在这美好明媚的主日，你召聚我们众人，使我们一起在这里，一起来敬拜、歌颂你。让我们全人在这里，我们来敬拜、聆听主你自己的话语，让我们的心思意念被你洁净，使我们有一个谦卑的心、顺服的灵，来到主的面前，你的话语就可以洁净我们，就可以喂养我们，使我们可以重新得力。主啊，在这暑假期间，我们有好多家庭他们已经回国，所以要回国，求主保守他们路途的平安，有属天的喜乐，更是把美好的福音，那永不朽坏的救恩传给亲朋好友，使他们也可以白白得这个恩典。主啊，你的恩典虽然是白白的，但是是无价之宝，使我们心中有一种迫切火热的灵来分享，靠着圣灵的大能来与他们分享。我们特别把韩云的妈妈仰望在主的恩手，她在病危即将去世，在这段时间也经历到神你自己的怜悯作为，真的是自从她信主之后，她心中她的表现不再是一个痛苦，虽然身体有疼痛，可是灵里面已经被你所赐给的福分，使他活在一个主同在的那样的一个福分里面。 让我们众弟兄姐妹看到人生是短暂，一生不过是七十，强壮可到八十，其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。若没有主的恩典，没有福音的永远的救恩在他们心中，我们一生也就这样过去。求主怜悯，求主让我们看到那属天荣耀的福分，是我们每一个人都愿意高举来颂扬那古旧实价。愿主赐福你的仆人今天传讲信息，是讲的翻的听的，我们同盟造就。我们祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 We are delighted we have Pastor Jim to preach us today, and Opal will do the translation.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. You're probably wondering what happened to my face. And I will tell you this. If you think I look bad, you should see the other guy. You know that for the last 10 years, I've been dealing with skin cancer. I've had lots of surgeries. So I had more surgery here. And more surgery here. And then my doctor wants me to put cream all over my face. And that cream is to draw out the cancerous cells on my face. So that's why I look like this. I've been putting the cream on. And the upper layer of skin is coming off. When it's all done, I will look like a baby. Let me ask a question. Jay, is this a recorder or is that for the slides? Recorder. Thank you, Jay. Okay. So, where is Peggy?
请问一下我的恋人在哪里呢?
Peggy has been the speaker at a women's retreat in Tahoe.
我的恋人是在现在在那个Tahoe 里面做一个退休会的讲员。
And she is coming home this afternoon.
她现在下午正在回家的路上。
But she wanted me to extend her love to you.
希望能够借着我向各位表达她。
As I extend my love to you as well.
我自己也是向各位表达我的衷心的爱。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
God, speak to our hearts now as we come to your word.
主啊，我们现在查考您的话语的时候，愿主您对我们的心讲话。
May we leave here as different people than when we came.
但愿我们离开这个敬拜的会所的时候，我们是变成一个不同的人。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
祷告 ，Amen。
And I want to thank Opal for interpreting for me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Opal. I've entitled this message, The Foundation of Service. So let's go to the next slide, if you would, and I believe that that has to do with the scripture that we just read. And since we've read it, I just want to explain it to you. Jesus asked the question, if you want, or made the statement, if you want to be my disciple, he needs to first deny himself. That's not to deny who you are, but it means to deny your agenda for your life. Some of us may be saying, I've got all these plans for my life.
有些人会说，我这个一辈子一生有说不完的计划，有很多计划都在排着。
And Jesus comes to us and says, "Are those plans my plans? Because I may have some different plans for you."
你的计划是我的计划吗？我很可能对你有不同的计划。
Jesus is basically saying, "Please fit in to my plans for you."
耶稣其实是在跟我们大家说，应该尽我们可能的配合耶稣的计划。
And if you finish your life and you've said, "I've done my plan and not God's plan," you will not be fulfilled.
假如说在人生的尽头的时候，你对自己说，我已经把我人生的目标都完成了，可是你不会完成任何事。
And then Jesus said to take up the cross.
耶稣说要背起你的十字架。
If you took up the cross, you were going to die.That was the Roman form of punishment.
那是罗马帝国当初的一个惩罚。
So Jesus is saying, you are going to die to yourself and again your own agenda.
耶稣就是意思说，你要对你自己的计划死，可是对神要活。
And then he said, follow me.
然后耶稣说，然后才来跟从我。
Do what I do.
按照我的意思来做。
Think how I think.
按照我的思想来想。
Speak how I speak.
说我要说的话。
And then the scripture says, if you want to save your life and do what you want to do,
经文说，假如说是你要保留自己的生命，要做自己要做的事的话，
you will lose it. There will be no fulfillment.
你会失去你的生命，然后没有任何的满足感。
But if you do what I want you to do,
假如说你按照我的旨意来做，
you will be abundantly blessed.
你的生命会很丰富，而且受神祝福的一个生命。
So I have an important question for you.
所以我现在有一个很重要的问题要问各位。
Who is in control of your life?
是谁在掌管你的生命呢？
It's either going to be you,
是或者是你，
maybe somebody else.
也很可能是别人。
Or hopefully it's God.
最好是神的掌管权在他手中。
I want you to keep that question in front of you. Let's go to the next slide if we could, please.
记得这一个问题。
Because there's a couple other questions. Let's look at the first one.
因为接下来还有另外两个问题要问。
Could I have that next question, please?Dun, da, dun. Hit enter. That should be animated. Thank you. Who am I?
我是谁？
Define who you are.
要找出我是谁。
Next question. How do I view myself?
下个问题就是我如何看待我自己。
Do you view yourself as a totally independent person who's going to do your own thing?
你认为自己是一个完全独立可以自己做任何所要想做的事情的人吗？
Or do you view yourself as somebody else?
还是你认为你自己是另外一种人？
Or something else?
或者是另外一种不同的状态。
Thank you, technical guy, for getting that in. Let's go to the next slide, please, if we could, please. Examining two important Greek words. Let's bring that first Greek word in.
我们现在查考一下这两个很重要的希腊的字的字母原来的意思。
Now, let me mention this first. This is my English Bible.
我这个手上拿的是一个英文版本的圣经。
You have probably a Chinese Bible or a Chinese English Bible.
你手中很可能是全部都是中文版的，或者是中英对照版的圣经。
It doesn't matter whether you have an English or a Chinese Bible. For the New Testament, they're both translated from the Greek.
无论是任何版本，全部都是由希腊的原文版本翻译成的。
The Greek language forms the basis for the entire New Testament.
希腊的原文是是成为这个所有翻译的版本的基础。
So hopefully your Chinese translations did not come from the English, but from the Greek.
希望你们这个中文版本是从希腊文原文翻过来，而不是从英文翻过来。
So in the original Greek, the original language We have the word diakonos.
在希腊原文是有第一个字 diakonos。
You know what a deacon is? He's a servant.
你们也知道这个执事是什么意思？其实就是仆人的意思。
And in the New Testament, they also have female servants or diakonos or deaconesses.
在英文版本里头还有女执事的这个字。
So whether men or women, they are servants.
无论是男还是女，他们都是仆人的意思。
It's good to be a servant.
是做仆人是很好的。
Jesus said he did not come to be served, but to serve.
耶稣说我来是要服侍，而不是受人的服侍。
If we are going to follow in his footsteps, we need to serve.
假如说是我们要遵照主耶稣的脚步行的话，我们需要服侍别人。
Let's look at the second Greek word.
第二个希腊字。Thank you.
Doulos. Doulos means a slave.
这个第二个希腊字是奴隶的意思。
A slave is the property of another person.
奴隶其实也就是别人的财产。
A slave lives on the property of his master.
奴隶是在主人的那个房子或是庄园居住的。
A slave could be male or female, but they live on the property to serve the master.
无论是男仆或是女奴隶，他们都是在主人的财产。
A deaconess or a deacon lives off the property and comes in and works on the property.
像执事或是仆人的话，是住在自己的地方，然后跑到主人的那个庄园或是房子来服侍。
So let me ask you a question now, as you look at these two words.
假如说这两个字，你看来。
Which one are you?
你是哪一位呢？
Or are you both?
或者是你属于这两种都是呢？
Which would you rather be?
你希望自己是哪一位呢？
A slave or a servant?
是希望成为一个奴隶呢，还是成为仆人呢？
So we're going to look at this issue for a little while today.
我们再多探讨一下这两个意思。
Thank you, technician. Let's go to the next one. How did the Apostle Paul think of himself?
使徒保罗自己看自己是什么人？
I think it would be a good idea to look at some New Testament people.
我想应该看一下新约里的一些使徒的一些例子。
I think we have a couple of things here. Very good. Paul, in the majority of his letters, would say, Paul, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
在大多数保罗书信里头，他会自己称呼自己是基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
You can check out his letter to Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians. He refers to himself as an apostle.
在罗马书、以弗所书很多很多保罗的书信里头，他常常称呼自己是耶稣基督的使徒。
A disciple was one of the original 12, and a disciple is a learner.
门徒原来十二位门徒使徒，也就是学习者、学生的意思。
You and I are learners.
你我都是一个学习的人，学生。
We are disciples of Jesus.
我们是耶稣基督的学生。
We continually learn from him through his word.
我们借着神的话语。
And through the Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵的指引、引导，然后我们每天都在学习。
So Paul, but an apostle is one who is sent.
使徒的话就不同了，就是已经特定了一个身份。
When Jesus gave the Great Commission, the disciples became apostles.
在耶稣基督颁布这个大使命的时候呢，这些门徒呢就变成使徒。
We might think in a restricted sense, missionaries would be those who are sent, or we might say apostles.
我们很狭隘的看法，觉得那些宣教士呢，只不过就是一些使徒被差派的一些仆人。
But of course, we don't want to get them confused with the apostles, so that's good. We call them missionaries.
所以我们要跟这个十二个使徒有所区别的话，我们只是称这些为宣教士。
When Paul wrote his letter to Philemon, he considered himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
保罗写这个腓利门书的时候，他称呼自己为耶稣基督被囚的保罗。
In the epistle to the Romans, Philippians, and in his letter to Titus, Paul referred to himself as a slave of Jesus Christ.
在保罗书信、腓立比书还有提多书里头，保罗自称为耶稣基督的仆人。
So this is how Paul described himself as an apostle, as a prisoner of Jesus Christ, because he was in prison when he was writing, and as a slave.
这就是所有的使徒保罗对自己的称谓，在今天使徒书信里头，他称呼自己是使徒，也称呼自己是被为主耶稣被囚的，或是耶稣基督的仆人。
Let's go to the next slide, if we could, please.There's a problem with translation.
翻译的时候有一些困难，有一些障碍。
In our New Testaments,
在新约里头，
my New American Standard or my New International translates the Greek word doulos as servant.
在我的新约的这些版本，无论是美国版本或者是新国际译本的话，把这个第二个希腊字
Or they like to make it a little bit closer to doulos or slave, so they say he or she is a bond servant.
有的时候把他们翻成那个奴仆、奴隶。
English translations coming out of the Western world do not like the word slave.
在英文翻译的时候不喜欢用这个字奴隶。
Slave is used in other places in the New Testament, but it, for the translations, but it's not used for the apostles.
在对使徒这些称谓上面，他们不喜欢英文用奴隶这个字来称呼他们。
I believe this is a great mistake in our English translations.
我认为这在英文版本里是一个极大的错误。
Doulos, slave, is translated servant or bond servant, and that should not be.
那个字不应该是翻成仆人或者是奴隶、奴仆。
Let's go to the next slide, please. How did the other apostles think of themselves?
其他的使徒怎么样看待自己呢？
James says he is a slave of God, a doulos.
雅各自称为是神的奴仆，就是用 doulos 这个字。
Peter calls himself an apostle and a slave of Jesus Christ.
使徒彼得自称为耶稣基督的仆人和使徒。
Let's go to Jude. Jude considers himself as a slave of Jesus Christ.
犹大也是看待自己为耶稣基督的仆人、奴仆。
Let's look at the summary.Of all of this,
我们做一个小结。
All of the apostles considered themselves as slaves of Jesus Christ.
所有的使徒都自认为是耶稣基督的奴仆。
Is there? Yes. Let's go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 15, if you would please.
我们来看一下罗马书的第十五章。对不起，罗马书第六章十五到十八节。
Did we leave Romans? There we are. 6:15. Thank you.
罗马书第六章十五到十八节。
Paul says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey. You are either slaves to sin, which is death, or slaves to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
罗马书第六章十五节十六节这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死；或做顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
Verse 17, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
第十七节、十八节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里 顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范，你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
So here the translators have no problem translating doulos as slaves.
在这边翻译的话，翻成 doulos 这个事情翻成奴隶、奴仆是毫无疑问的。
Paul is basically saying, before you came to Christ, you were slaves to sin.
保罗是在跟大家说，我们在认识主耶稣成为新造的人之前，我们是顺从罪，是做罪的奴仆。
You were obeying sin at every turn.
你们在做任何决定的时候，都在
You were doing things you shouldn't be doing.
你们做的事情都不是你们的心里。
Seeing things you shouldn't be seeing.
你们看的东西也不应该看的。
And saying things you shouldn't be saying.
说的也是不应该说的。
But when you come to Christ, you become a slave to righteousness.
可是，假如说是你们接受了耶稣基督，你们就成为义的奴仆。
You and I desire more than anything else.To do righteous things.
我们心里有很渴望，希望能够做在神眼中看为正的事。
Let's turn over to the next book of the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you would please.
看《哥林多前书》第六章十九到二十节。
Verse 19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
哥林多前书第六章十九节二十节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
The temple that stood during Jesus' day represented the place where God met man.
那个是代表在神跟人之间一个神所居住的地方。
It's where we might say where heaven met earth.
那个点很可能大家就可以说那个是神跟人相会的地方。
It was behind the veil.
那是在帐幕之后。
And many times the New Testament temple would be referred to as heaven and earth.
在新约的时候常常会讲到
Because that's where heaven met earth.
然后圣殿是在我们圣殿在人间。
But when the temple was torn in two, and now the temple destroyed in AD 70, you and I become the temple of God.
可是在主后七十年的时候，圣殿被毁的时候呢，到新约现在这个时代，你我基督徒的话，就称为。
When Jesus forgave your sins, the Holy Spirit came to live within you.
耶稣基督赦免你们的罪的时候，圣灵就内住在我们的心中。
So now your body is His temple.
所以你们的身子是圣灵居住的殿。
And this is the body of Christ, all of us together and around the world.
总体的来说，我们这整个教会就是神的肢体。
So we say that God dwells within the body of Christ. God dwells within the church.
在全球所有奉基督耶稣的名聚集的时候，我们的教会就是主的。
Because He dwells within individual believers.
因为他是在我们个人每一个人的心中居住着。
Now look at what this passage says.
然后看一下我们下一要看的这个经文。
You are not your own.
你不属于你自己。
You were bought with a price.
你们是以重价买出来。
The blood of Jesus.
是借着耶稣基督的宝血重价买出来。
You belong to Him.
你们是属于耶稣基督。
It is a privilege to belong to Him.
要属于耶稣基督的话，是实在是一个特权。
And if you belong to him, you become his slave.
假如说是你属于耶稣基督的话，你就是耶稣基督的奴仆。
He owns you.
他拥有你整个人。
What kind of a master do you think he is?
你想我们的主人是什么样的人？
Is he a cruel master? Now you're my slave. Do this.
他是很残酷的一个残暴的一个主人吗？然后虐待你。
He's like a good shepherd.
他是一个好牧者。
He leads us beside the quiet waters.
他领我们到安息在水边。
He leads us through the valley of the shadow of death.
他带领我们经过死荫的幽谷。
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
Well, let's look at John 15, if we could, please.
我们现在再看一下下一段经文，是在约翰福音第十五章第十五节。
What happened to John 15? Did we? There we go. Was that the next slide in order? No. Yeah. Let's look at John 15:15.
约翰福音十五章十五节。
Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants or slaves, because a servant/slave does not know his master's business." Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you.
约翰福音十五章十五节说，这边耶稣告诉他们说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人或是奴隶的话，不知道主人所做的事。我乃称呼你们为朋友，因为我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
Jesus, in addition to saying that we are his slaves, he says, "I call you my friends."
耶稣认为我们是他的仆人，但是他又更进一步地说，我们是他的朋友。
So he calls his apostles, his friends.
他称呼他的使徒为他的朋友。
Knowing that they are slaves.
即使他们有自知之明是仆人，但是主耶稣称呼他们为朋友。
Let's go to the next slide, please. I think we missed a slide in there. Would you go to Philippians chapter 2, please? Somehow we jumped right over that.
腓立比书第二章。
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
I just wonder where it is on the slide.
是在约翰福音十五章前面那个，前面一个。
Before that.
前面一个。
There we are.
是腓立比书第二章第七节。
We lost it in translation. Philippians chapter 2, verse.
腓立比书二章第七节。
The Apostle Paul wanted to give an illustration of Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗要给我们展示一个耶稣基督的形象。
How did Jesus think of himself?
耶稣基督如何看待自己呢？
Look at verse 7.
第七节。
Paul says he was made himself nothing, and he took upon the very nature, not of a servant, but of a slave.And he was made in human likeness.
使徒保罗说，耶稣基督反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Here's another bad translation. It shouldn't be servant. It should be slave.
这边的翻译不太好，应该是奴仆而不是仆人。
Now, why did Jesus consider himself as a slave?
为什么耶稣基督自认为是一个奴仆呢？
Everything he did was in response to the Father's will.
耶稣基督所做的是按照天父的旨意。
He felt that he was not his own; he belonged to the Father.
耶稣基督自认为他自己是要按照天父的旨意。
It was the Father who sent the Son to dwell among us.
因为是天父差遣耶稣基督到人世间来。
So if you are having a problem thinking of yourself as a slave, that's how Jesus thought of himself.
假如说是你现在有面临一些困难、一些难题的话，就想象中耶稣基督他是怎么样自己。
All right.
看待自己。
Now let's go forward a little bit, if we could, please, on those slides. Okay, keep going. What's our proper response to Christ as slaves?
我们是以奴仆的身份对于基督是怎么样应该有正确的回应呢？
Let's go to the next, if we could, please. How are we supposed to respond to him?
我们应该怎么样回应耶稣基督的爱？
Do you respond with commitment?
你是不是以一个委身的态度来回应基督的爱？
Or do you respond with surrender?
还是你以一个降服的一个心态来回应基督的爱？
Young people are often encouraged, make a commitment to Jesus.
很多时候年轻人我们都是鼓励他们一定要有一些委身，有一些确认。
If you put commitment in there, which isn't a bad word, you are immediately thinking, I'm in control of my life, I'm committing to Jesus.
假如说是我们要求他们有一些委身，有一些要求的话，我们其实也是将我们的一个身份放在他们的之上，是他们的主人。
And you can just as easily remove that commitment.
很多时候其实我们也很容易的就可以把这个
The idea of commitment stems from an attitude of pride.
很多时候要求这个委身的话其实也是骄傲的
I'm making a commitment
我自己要做一个委身一个决定
But a much better word is surrender
可是更好的一个字也应该是降服
That's what a slave does Jesus, I surrender to you
通常假如说是一个奴仆的话就跟耶稣说耶稣我降服在你权下
That puts God in control of your life.
就把神的地位放在最高的位置。
It comes from a heart of humility.
是以谦卑的心态来降服的。
God, what do you want me to do?
主啊，你是要我做什么？
Americans don't like that word.
美国人不喜欢这个字。
We don't like to surrender.
我们不喜欢降服。
We like to fight to the death.
我们希望一直是拼命，奋命到底。
But that's a very biblical word for the Christian.
可是这个字眼对基督徒来说是很
To surrender our lives to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
其实我们是应该降服在万王之王、万主之主的权柄之下。
Let's go to the next slide if we could, please. Thank you. Let's look at the closer issue of, closer look at the issue of surrender.
我们再看一下这个降服的这个细节。
Let's go to 1 Kings, way back in the Old Testament, chapter 20.
请我们翻到《列王记上》二十章。
Now, if you're having trouble finding 1 Kings,
假如说你们找不到《列王记上》的话
I'll give you a hint.
给你一个提示。
It's right before 2 Kings.
是在《列王记下》的前面一本书。
Verse 1.
Chapter
20, verse 1.
二十章第一节。
Now Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, mustered his entire army, accompanied by 32 kings with their horses and chariots. He went up and besieged Samaria and attacked it. He sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel. This is what Ben-Hadad says.Your silver and your gold are mine. Your best of your wives and your children are mine. The king of Israel said, Just as you say, my lord, the king, all and all that I have is yours.
列王记上二十章第一到第四节，亚兰王便哈达聚集在他的全军，率领32个王带领马车上来。车马上来围攻撒玛利亚，又差遣使者进城见以色列王雅哈，对他说：“便哈达如此说，你的金银都要归我，你的妻子儿女中最美的也要归我。”以色列王回答说：“我主我王啊，可以依着你的话，我的所有的都归你。”
Ahab was king of the northern kingdom at the time.
那个时候是美国以色列的王雅。
Ben-Hadad comes and surrounds Samaria.
便哈达是在那个撒玛利亚附近的那个王。
And basically King Ahab says, you can have it all, just don't attack us.
所以这个北王以色列雅哈他说哦，你所有的都可以拿去，只要不要攻击我们就好。
Here's the silver and the gold, you can have my wives and children, go ahead and take them.
这个雅哈王竟然说金银你都可以拿去，我的妻子跟那个所有的那个孩子都可以带走。
So at the first look at that, that's what we think about as surrender. You can have it all, Lord.
Yeah, 开始的时候我们第一眼看的时候觉得，哎，你可以啊，所有的都拿去吧。
And in essence, the Christian life is like that. Lord, all that I have is yours.
开始的时候我们大概都会以这种心态说主啊我所有的你都可以拥有
And the Lord returns those things to us and says okay I'm the owner now now you use them for my glory
主对我们说就是说你把所有的都归我之后我再归还给你让你暂时的保管使用
If the Lord has blessed you financially,
假如说是主很在财务方面很祝福你的话
keep in mind that the owner of that is really God.
其实要记在心里头，你现在所有的财富都是
you think,
不过是保管的一个管理。
You think of yourself, yes, but I earned it. I have the ability and the brains to get that stuff.
你可能会很自傲地说，不是的，是靠我自己的聪明。才智，所以我才能够拥有这么多的财富。
Don't forget who gave you the ability and the brains for you to do that.
可是别忘了，是什么人给你的那个头脑才智
Who opened up the circumstances for you?
谁开了这个那个机会的门呢？
Well, the passage is not done.
这个我们念的经文还没念完呢。
Verse 5, the messengers came again and said, This is what Ben-Hadad says, I sent to demand your silver and gold, your wives and children. But about this time tomorrow, I'm going to send my officials to search your palace and the houses of your officials. They will seize everything you value and carry it away. The king of Israel summoned all the elders of the land and said to them, See how this man is looking for trouble. When he sent for my wives and children, my silver and gold, I didn't refuse him. And the elders of the people all answered, Don't listen to him or agree to him. So he replied to Ben-Hadad's messengers, Tell the Lord the king, your servant will do all that was demanded the first time. But this demand I cannot meet. They left and took the answer to Ben-Hadad.
列王记上二十章第五节到第九节说使者又来说便哈达如此说我已差遣人去见你要你将你的金银妻子儿女都给我但明日约在这个时候我还要差遣臣仆到你那里收查你的家和你仆人的家将你眼中一切所喜爱的都拿了去以色列王招了国中的长老来对他们说请你们看看这人是怎样的谋害我他先差遣人到我这里来要我的妻子儿女和金银我并没有推辞他长老和百姓对王说不要听从他也不要应允他故此以色列王对便哈达的使者说你们告诉我主我王说王头一次差遣人向仆人索要的仆人都依从了但这次索要的我不能依从
Ben-Hadad wanted everything that Ahab had. Ahab offered to give him most of the things, but not everything in the palace. Maybe you've read that little booklet, My Heart is Christ's Home.
很可能你读过那本书，就是说我的心是一个主的一个圣殿。
Lord, you can have the library.
主啊，你可以使用我的那个图书馆。
You can live in the kitchen.
你也可以在我的厨房行走。
You can come into the living room.
你也可以到客厅来。
But the Lord says, what about that little closet that has a lock on it?
主就会问你说，哎，奇怪，你是不是有一个小的一个柜橱，你还用锁去锁上了呢？
He says, Lord, you can't have that little room.
大概你就会跟主说，不行，主，你就不可以用那个小的柜橱。
Then the Lord says, I really can't live in your house. The Lord wants all of it. Like Ben-Hadad wanted all of it. But Ahab was not willing to give him all of it. Let's go back to the book of Exodus. Chapter 21.
出埃及记第二十一章。出埃及记第二十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
These are the laws you're to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, actually slave, he is to serve you for 6 years. But in the seventh year, he will go free without paying anything. If he comes alone, he's to go free alone. But if he has a wife when he comes, she's to go with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the woman and her children shall belong to her master, and only the man shall go free.
出埃及记第二十一章第一到第五节，你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样的：你若买希伯来人的那个奴仆奴隶，他必服侍你六年，到第七年的时候，他可以自由白白的出去。他若孤身来，就可以孤身去；他若有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去。他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿女或女儿，妻子和儿女要归主人，他要独自出去。倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去。
But in the seventh year, the servant or the slave can go free. But if the servant declares in verse 5, I love my master and my wife and children and do not want to go free, then his master will take him before the judges. He will take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl, and then he will be his servant for life.
假如就像第五节所说的，倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去，在第七年的时候，那第六节说，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，要带他到门前，靠着门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
If you are a follower of Jesus, you need to consider yourself as a slave with a hole in your ear.
假如说是你是耶稣基督的跟随者的话，你就要知道你的耳朵上应该是有个洞，是耶稣基督的仆人奴仆。
The master says you can go free.
主人说你是可以自由离开了。
But you say, I don't want to leave you. You're the best master I've ever had.
可是这个奴隶竟然说，哦，你是最好最好的主人，我不愿意离开。
Take my ear to the doorpost, drive a hole in it, and I will serve you all my days.
把我带到门框边，然后用那个锥子把我耳朵穿一个洞，然后我就终身为仆。
Let's go ahead and look at that next slide, if we could, please.
再看一下。
Look at servanthood. Let's bring in.
我们来看一下，这个仆人的心智。
Next point, please, if we could. Jesus proclaims it. In 10:45, and let's just repeat it.
Okay, 在马可福音第十章四十五节，耶稣宣告仆人的心智。
Jesus said, "I've not come to be served." Hey, I'm the king, but I didn't come to be served, but to serve.
耶稣来到世上不是受人的服侍，虽然我是王，万王之王，万主之主，但是我愿意服侍。
Jesus claimed to be a servant.
耶稣自己宣告愿意成为一个奴仆。
And look at how Jesus models what a servant is.
耶稣又如何向我们示范他的一个？
Turn to John 13, please.
约翰福音第十三章第一节。
Verse 1, it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served. The devil had already come to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things in his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after he poured water into a basin, he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大的心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。 就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并且自己所束的手巾擦干。
Jesus proceeds to wash his disciples' feet.
耶稣起来就是给门徒洗脚。
Peter says, Jesus, you can't wash my feet.
彼得说，哦，主啊，你不能洗我的脚啊。
Jesus said, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have any part of me.
耶稣说，假如我不洗你的脚的话，那你就跟我无份了。
Peter says, okay, Lord, then dump the whole bucket on me.
彼得就说，好好好，赶快把整盆水都倒到我身上吧。
Jesus modeled being a servant.
耶稣向这些门徒示范他怎么样成为一个仆人。
He said he came to serve, but then he showed them how to do it.
耶稣来说来到世上是服侍人，所以他向门徒们示范什么是仆人。
And he even washed Judas's feet.
他也把犹大的脚，出卖他的犹大的脚洗了。
Jesus showed the disciples how to serve. Look at the second part of verse 12.
第二节，十二节的后，后半部说。
Let's bring that next little piece in if we could, please.
十二节下半段。
Through 15.
到十五节。
Do you understand what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and that's what I am. Now that I am your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet. I set an example that you should do as I have done to you.
十二节下半段说，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来就是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的。
Those of us from an evangelical background have two ordinances.
在我们这个算是纯正信仰的一个福音派的一个教会，我们有两个诫命，两个要求。
We baptize when you become a believer.
你信主之后，我们要给你施洗。
We take communion to remember His death, burial, and resurrection.
我们要领受圣餐来纪念主耶稣为我们。
But we don't wash one another's feet.
可是我们不会彼此洗脚。
Some churches do.
有些教会他们会。
The reason most evangelicals don't is because Jesus was looking at the bigger picture.
很多这些福音派的教会不彼此互相洗脚，是因为我们要看耶稣教导我们要看一些大的一些
If we washed another's feet, Jesus doesn't want to say, "Well, I'm done with serving."
假如说是我们按照耶稣的教导来做的话，彼此洗脚的话，常常我们就会说一拍拍手说，哦，我们该做的都做到了。
Jesus washed their feet as an example of the bigger picture of service.
耶稣基督其实以宏观的角度来示范彼此洗脚，然后是做他们那个榜样而已。
Let's go to the next slide, please. The key to servanthood. Go ahead and bring that next point in.
我们看一下约翰福音十三章的第三节。
Look what Jesus said in verse 3.
第三节是耶稣基督怎么说的呢？
Knowing that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
耶稣基督在第约翰福音十三章第三节说，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus didn't have a problem serving.
耶稣基督在服事的时候，任何问题都没有。
You or I shouldn't either.
我们也不应该有。
Jesus knew where he came from.
耶稣基督知道他是从哪里来的。
Do you know where you came from?
你知道你是从哪来的吗？
Jesus has brought you out of a life of sin.
耶稣基督把你从罪中拯救出来。
He's brought you into his family.
然后带你进入神的国度里。
He's redeemed you.
Pardon?
He's redeemed you.
他耶稣基督已经救赎了你。
That's where you've come from.
你是从哪里来的？你应该知道。
And do you know where you're going?
可是你知不知道你要到哪里去？
Jesus said, "I've come to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come and take you there."
耶稣说，我现在来是为你们预备地方，以后我还要再回来接你们。
And do you know who you are now?
你们知不知道你们自己是谁？
You are his child.
你是神的。
Let's bring in those last two there, if you don't mind, please. Know where you came from, know where you're going.
知道你从哪儿来？
Know who you are.
然后知道你自己是谁吗？认识你自己吗？
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You are secure in his love.If you know who you are, you can serve and it won't be shameful. People from the outside might be saying, does he claim to be the king of the Jews and he's washing feet?
不认识耶稣的一些外邦人就会说奇怪了，他自己自称是万王之王，怎么还会给门徒洗脚呢？
Maybe some of you have significant positions of power and influence.
很多人在我们当中，很多人是居高位的，有一些权柄在你的手里。
Maybe in your office, is it beyond you to maybe clean a bathroom?
在你的办公室的时候，你很。
How can you serve employees?
在你办公室，你很可能。
How can you serve at home?
怎么样能够去在办公室还去洗厕所？
Young people.Young people, how can you serve your parents?
你怎么服侍你的同事？可是年轻人，你怎么样服侍你那个其他的人？
Find ways to serve.
请你自己思考一下，找出服侍人的方式。
You know where you came from, you know where you're going, and you know who you are in Christ.
你知道从哪里来到哪里去，然后你认识自己，然后你认识主了。
Look at the next slide. We're getting pretty well done here. Let's wrap it all up. Bring it in, please.
我们总结一下。
How do you see yourself?
你如何看待自己？
As a servant or a slave?
你看待自己是一个仆人还是一个奴隶？
Well, we have a little distinction here. Let's look at it. If a servant,
我们这边是有一点小的分别。假如说是仆人的话，
then the focus is upon what you do.
重点是在你做的一些事。
What does a servant do? A servant serves.
仆人做些什么呢？就是做一些仆人该做的事。
But if you think of yourself as a slave, that's the focus. The focus is upon who you are.
假如说是你自认为自己是奴仆的话，你重点是在你的自己的身份是什么。
Look at that. A servant is something you do, but a slave is who you are.
仆人是重点是在他所做的一些事工，可是奴隶的话，奴仆的话是他的身份。
That's why the apostles in their letters could say, I am an apostle, but I'm also a slave.
所以所有的使徒在他们的书信里头，所有对自己的称谓，不是说是仆人，而是讲自己是奴仆。
Next slide, please. Next slide, if we could, please. In reality,
实际上
it's both.
应该两者都是。
Our identity is that of a slave.
我们的身份其实是奴仆。
Our ministry, our passion is to serve.
我们的事工或是我们的热忱所在，应该就是侍奉。
Let's go to the next. The Lord is looking for slaves who have a passion to serve.
我们的主是在寻找一个有热忱的侍奉的奴仆。
And in faithful service, the Lord calls us His friends.
因着我们忠心的侍奉，主耶稣称呼我们是他的朋友。
Next slide, please. I think that's it. Let's pull this together.
让我们再。
If you're a Christian here today,
假如说是今天在我们当中你是基督徒的话，
please identify yourself.As a slave of Jesus Christ.
请你自认为知道自己的身份是耶稣基督的仆人。
A slave who loves to serve.
一个奴仆是很有热忱的来侍奉。
A slave who loves to minister to people.
一位奴仆满怀热忱来服侍别人。
If you are a slave here and not serving,
假如说是你是奴仆，而你在这边不服侍的话，
you need to be serving.
你应该服侍，你应该侍奉。
That's what God has called you to do.
这就是主耶稣呼召我们所做的。
He's called you first to be a slave.
他先呼召我们成为一个奴仆。
And then He's called you to serve.
然后呼召你们来侍奉。
Let's do that faithfully.
让我们能够忠心的来服侍他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege we have of knowing you. And Lord, maybe there are some here in this congregation today that do not know you. Lord, I pray that you would bring them to yourself. Would you recognize today your need for Jesus? Your need for the forgiveness of sin. And would you simply come to the Master today and give him your sins? And Lord, teach the people in this congregation to serve. That's our calling.Help us to do it well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Opal.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.For the wonderful message. And the message is really as a solid doctrine, sound doctrine to all of us here. If we are Christian, we are not doing any favor to the church. If we are Christian, when we serve in the church, we are not doing a favor.We are serving our Lord. Start from myself and to everyone here who serve. So today I would like to challenge you. If your spirit is not right, I would ask you to refrain from the bread and the cup. Because He is the Lord, He died for us.He gave us His life. And He asks us to surrender our life. So when we serve Him, we return and serve Him with love. And this love is starting from Him. This love is from God, who gave Himself first to us, so that every time I would like to remind our congregation, consider and ponder immediately what the message said, so that we don't and we didn't waste our time here, especially when come to the Lord's table.Here we enjoy our fellowship with Him. 我们在这里我们要守圣餐，尤其是今天的信息是对每一个信徒。当我们服侍神的时候，我们不是给神一个面子，我们是属于他的。我们来教会，我们也都是随随便便。因为他付上生命，他是付上生命赎回我们，完全进入他的国度。所以今天我愿意按照今天的信息，这个心意，若是你的灵与神的关系不正确，我愿意劝告你要领受这里的杯。因为这饼代表他的身体， 这杯代表他的血，是他先爱我，不是我们爱他，是他先爱我。当我们服侍他的时候，我们不是给任何人一个面子，乃是把自己降服在神的权柄之下。让我们一起来读这段经文之后，我们预备我们的心。May we read the scripture that, that is shown on the screen. We can read together whether it is in Chinese or in English. Let's go. 能人蒙召原是有罪的，因为基督有罪的所受的苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚步一起。他爱你没有犯罪。
Thank you.
Just read once again, remind us that our Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross. In the Old Testament, the Jewish being crucified, they stoned people to death for those criminals. But for those extreme evil ones, they hung on the tree till the evening. And our Lord was hung on the cross for us. So we eat this with remembrance of Him. 这个饼是主耶稣的身体为我们死在十字架上。在旧约的时候，犹太人只有用石头打死犯罪的，对他极恶的人是挂在树上，但是主耶稣为我们的罪过被钉死在十字架上，让我们用感恩的心来纪念他。一起来，
主耶稣，我们的主，我们的拯救主，是吧？你让我们为我们预备了这么好的仪式，让我们能够在每个月的月初来到你面前，来进一步思考我们与主之间的关系，是吧？思考主在我们身上所做的，是吧？你当年在十字架上为众人的罪钉死。那并不是以前的事，而是发生在此时此刻，是吧？你是因为我的罪、我们的罪被钉死，你用的宝血来再次来拯救我们，让我们的过犯能够再次得到洁净，让我们能够得以跟主、跟我们的神有一个很好的关系。能有很好的沟通，我们的祷告，我们的祈求能够达到一个座情，所以让我们利用这个时间再次审查自己，审查自己的过犯，是吧？求你的宝血再次来遮盖我们，你的鞭伤再次来医治我们，这是何等的福分！我们为以上的祷告，为我们所领受的杯，献上我们衷心的感谢。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you.
A few announcements. First is item number 3, and we give thanks to God. Pastor Tin Leon and his wife yesterday host a gathering or barbecue party for our youth group last evening, and they had a good time and good fellowship. And we thank God, and also may God bless our youth group, and may they grow in body and in spirit. 我们感谢神，昨天晚上听亮牧师和他的太太在他们家有一个机会为我们的青少年，他们昨天晚上有很好的时间，也很好的 fellowship。 我们求神也保守我们教会的青少年团契。再一个就是 the second one is item number 6, we heard Elder Chen talk, Sister Han Yin's mother was in critical condition. She flew back to Beijing yesterday. We also heard testimony that since her mom became a Christian recently, even though her health was deteriorating every day, but she was in sleep most of the time and without pain. So we thank God for that. 就是韩英姊妹她昨天回北京，她的母亲身体病重，我们感谢主，她老人家自从信主以后，尽管身体衰弱，但是她大多时间都在睡眠之中，没有很多的痛苦。我们感谢神，也感谢大家的祷告。 And then this new item, let's pray for Sister 秋萍。She broke a wrist recently, and she needs to have some operation this week. Let's pray for the successful operation. 我们为一位秋萍姊妹祷告，她右手腕骨折，我在这周要做手术，我们求神保守她手术，然后尽快恢复。And then there's a special report for next week. The next week we have the speakers from Pittsburgh. It's Pastor Liu. We know Jimin and Xinlong. They came from Pittsburgh, and Pastor Liu was their pastor. And he will come next week to speak. And his wife will have a special training for our church choir and worship team next week during Sunday school period. So that's from 1:45 to 2:45. So during this Sunday school period, she will have a special training on hymn worshiping. Church choir members and worship team members, please plan to attend. And also all other members are welcome to attend. 我们下个主日我们有讲员是从 Pittsburgh 来的刘牧师，刘师母呢，他在我们的主日期时间1:45到2:45之间会有一个特殊的培训，是诗歌敬拜的培训，所以请四班成员崇拜领事成员都参加，所以在1:45到2:45之间，所以时间是我们主日期的时间，1:45到2:45，四班成员跟崇拜领事的成员，请大家参加，还有欢迎弟兄姐妹们参加。And the last reminder is about the CBN camp. So CBN camp for youth. The junior is from July 24th to 29th, and senior CBN camp is July 31st to August 5th. And that's all the announcements. Let's please stand for doxology. 我们大家齐心唱三颂。
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、圣灵的感动和父神的慈爱与我们同在，直到世界的末了。奉主耶稣的名，阿门。请坐，默祷之后散会。We have refreshment in the fellowship hall. You are all welcome to join us. 欢迎每一位到交易厅。我们有点心，使大家可以一起认识教育。